Please continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On the Billboard charts, and again released this day in 1996. Remember, you can sign up for the Up North News Daily newsletter, upnorthnewswi.com. Well, it's telling about Donald Trump when the following two words lead a headline. Trump listens. It caught my attention. Like, wait, he did what? It says Trump listens during a farming event in rural Pennsylvania. And the Associated Press story says Donald Trump sat in a large barn in Pennsylvania on Monday, asking questions of farmers and offering jokes, but in a rarity for his campaign events, mostly listening. The bombastic former president was unusually restrained at an event about China's influence on the U.S. economy, a roundtable during which farmers and manufacturers expressed concerns about losing their way of life. Well, it starts out that way. And the article points out that this is the listening session. There was a rally that followed, and the Donald Trump that we all know returned. But in between the two, after hearing all these farmers' concerns, he gave his standard answer that he has. And that's the other part of this headline. Trump listens during a farming event in rural Pennsylvania, then threatens John Deere with tariffs. Now, John Deere is, in fact, looking to move some of its manufacturing to Mexico. Trump threatened the company with a 200% tariff if he were to win back the presidency and if they were to try to export manufacturing to Mexico, which again, on its face, might sound attractive if that's all there was to it, that you're going to pay this penalty if you go. But that's not how trade wars work. With trade wars, as we learned in Donald Trump's first presidency, you raise tariffs on their exports, they raised tariffs on ours. And it did tremendous damage, not just to farmers. Well, it did damage to their export sales. It didn't do as much damage to farmers financially, but here's why. Donald Trump then sent them relief checks totaling $28 billion during his term for a trade war with China where the Wisconsin market for soybeans dried up. So did we make a point there? Or did we just add $28 billion to the national debt to make Trump feel good? There have been plenty of articles. They would not be tough to find about the folly of trying to ignite another trade war rather than try to negotiate trade agreements that are fair for all parties involved. And Trump's taking it a step further in that he's talking about getting rid of the income tax and replacing it with tariffs, which is how the United States operated about 200 years ago before there was, you know, manufacturing and much more of a global economy. We now have that global economy in place with plenty of opportunities for trade to go very well or to go very badly, as happened in the 1930s when Congress got all tariff happy and only made a depression that much worse. And here's the thing. How big would tariffs have to be to replace individual and corporate income taxes? Because right now, individual and corporate income taxes generates $2 trillion a year. Imagine tariffs so high to generate $2 trillion in revenue. How much higher would our prices be in the stores? Because tariffs, contrary to what Donald Trump tells people, tariffs aren't paid by the country. They're not the only ones who pay. That cost gets passed along to the consumer. And so let's say there's a TV set made in China, and now there's a 200% tariff on it. The price is going to go up. The logic is that, well, now you're going to buy an American-made one, except that TVs haven't been made in America in a long time. Sure, it could get us to start or restart an industry like making TVs or making clothing or things like that. But then you know who'd have to take all those new low-end manufacturing jobs? Yeah, the same immigrants that he wants to deport en masse. This is not an actual plan. It's not an actual working plan. But by the way, it's not the full extent of his plan. The full extent of his plan is to help the very wealthy. Because right now, you could make an income tax more progressive, meaning millionaires and billionaires could pay a higher percentage of their income in taxes than, say, you know, teachers and guys who work in a factory. You can make income taxes more progressive. You can make corporate taxes more progressive. But if you swap that out for tariffs, where do the tariffs come from? Well, in Donald Trump's mind, they come from him, like right there where he just threatened John Deere. So what you've got is trading a fair system of taxes that you can always tweak with just giving some guy the power to decide on his own that this company or this industry is going to be punished with tariffs. Do you think he's going to punish millionaires and billionaires with higher taxes? Or do you think that once millionaires and billionaires have their individual taxes taken down substantially, the rest of us are going to make up the difference in higher prices because of tariffs, and tariffs that Donald Trump chooses. He chooses who to punish. That's not a a way a democracy works in an economy. That's the way a strong man works, the way an authoritarian works. It's the way Donald Trump works. When he talks about tariffs, he's talking about being an authoritarian strongman. The same goes for having the power to deport millions of people, including legal immigrants. The man said he wanted to be a dictator on day one. Believe him already. We'll talk to Julie Lassa from USDA Rural Development about Biden-Harris investments in Wisconsin next. You're up north.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief, Hurricane Helene brought flooding, thousands of power outages, and more than 50 deaths across five states. With all that, why still live on the Florida coast?
It's physically and mentally exhausting, but it's the price you pay to have a little teeny tiny piece of paradise.
An Israeli airstrike kills Hezbollah top leader, a move Prime Minister Netanyahu calls necessary. Here's CBS's Linda Gradstein.
Israel is bracing for a response from Iran. Hezbollah, of course, is a proxy of Iran. In Yemen, the Houthis, which is another proxy of Iran, fired a missile at Tel Aviv. It was shot down before it hit Israeli airspace.
SpaceX will bring home astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore from the space station, CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Even if all goes as planned, Williams and Wilmore will still have to spend another 5 months in space, as this mission is not set to return to Earth until next February.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bucky heads west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Wisconsin Badgers take on USC today as UW tries to rebound from a loss to Alabama 2 weeks ago. Head coach Luke Fickle said he expects to start making big plays the rest of the season.
The plays are there. We just got to find ways to finish. We got to find ways to understand that effort is going to overcome a lot of those things.
Kickoff today is at 2:30 p.m. You can stream the game on the free Civic Media app on WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, or WLAK, or listen on any of those stations live today. The Brewers, who are locked into the NL's third seed, defeated a potential playoff opponent, the New York Mets, 8-4 on Friday. The playoffs begin Tuesday for the Brewers in the wild card round. The Green Bay Packers play tomorrow against the Minnesota Vikings. Starting quarterback Jordan Love is listed as questionable for the game. He's missed two games with an MCL sprain. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-80s. Clear tonight, lows around 50. Sunshine, 79 for Sunday. For Sunday night, some fog and 52. Monday, sunshine and a high around 81. For Tuesday, sunshine and much cooler with highs in the low 60s.
Right now, it's 84.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WCFW website at wcfw.fm. Your news just for the Eau Claire area. I'm James Kelly with WCFW News.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be back from California and be catching up on the news as well as Wisconsin events. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Spotlight. Dom Salvia is up next, and this week he welcomed in Bill Carroll, president of the Wisconsin Teamsters, Joint Council 39. This local of the Teamsters chose to endorse Kamala Harris, despite the National Teamsters organization refusing to give either major party an endorsement. Dom talks with Bill about why the Teamsters 39 decided to chart their own course.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you listening. If you are playing the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest, the word of the hour is fun, and we are having fun here on the Dom Salvia Show. Super stoked to be joined by a friend. His name is Bill Carroll. He's the president of the Teamsters Joint Council 39. They have three local union affiliates, represent roughly 15,000 workers at three locals across the state of Wisconsin. Bill, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, Dom, it's good to be here. Thanks for asking me back.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It was a lot of fun running into you and in Bay Bash here in Milwaukee, a block party down, a street party in Bayview, Wisconsin, where I now reside. I saw your crews there in the tent handing out the koozies and the information for the Teamsters. Bill, I got the press release. The council endorses Harris Walz for presidential ticket. Bill, wanted to have you on. Tell us why. Why is this important to you? Why did Teamsters Local 39 endorse Harrison Walz?
So typically that is saved for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters in Washington, D.C. However, they decided to not make an endorsement this year for reasons that still are kind of unclear to me. In light of that, though, or in lieu of that, I should say, the local unions and joint councils across the country have autonomy. So when there's a vacuum, we fill that void, and there was no hesitation on our part to do that.
Bill, you've mentioned a few things in the press here that you're very proud of this administration. The Butch Lewis Act, you're looking for to get the PRO Act done. Let's talk about the Butch Lewis Act here. Why was that so important to the Teamsters?
Well, the Butch Lewis Act was a pension relief bill that saved the pensions of millions of retirees across the country. These pension plans were paid into by these workers throughout their careers, you know, spanning anywhere from 20 to 40 years, maybe even more, that these workers paid into them. And those pensions were put in jeopardy. It primarily stems from the deregulation of the late 70s. A lot of trucking companies went under as a result of that deregulation. Unfortunately, pension plans, due to governmental policy, are lower on the capital structure. So basically, employers that go bankrupt, the employees are the last ones to get paid, in essence. So those pension plans were put in jeopardy. By the early 2000s, the writing was on the wall. There was problems there. We had a very active group of Teamster retirees here in Milwaukee that worked very diligently.
Yeah,
a long time.
You were. We talked back then. That's when we really got to know you, Bill. What was your sense, Sean O'Brien, the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, showing up at the RNC, perhaps not invited, uninvited to the DNC? And given the speech, some folks thought it was pretty decent, but the fact that he was even there you know, Republicans, you know, I think historically, Bill, haven't been great for organized labor. What was your thought on the RNC speech?
Well, you know, I know that it raised a lot of eyebrows.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, and I certainly am not going to speak for General President O'Brien, but I can tell you he has a very unique way of wanting to accomplish things. He does not mind mixing it up with anybody. He did raise a lot of eyebrows. We had a lot of members that were pretty upset that he was going there. One thing I do know about the general president, though, is he wants to get things accomplished. And in the political environment we are right now, it's almost impossible to do it without bilateral support. So he wants to reach out to some Republicans that may be willing to talk with us to get things done. And that's really, you know, President O'Brien's eye is on the ball, and he wants to get things done for the labor movement, for working families in this country. This is his way of doing it. I can't necessarily say I agree with everything that he does do, but I do know that he is working very diligent for the working class in this country.
Bill Carroll, President Teamsters Joint Council 39, on the line with me. They have endorsed the Harris and Walz campaign. You're hoping to also push through the PRO Act. Can you get into a little bit of that? What's in the act, and why is that important to you?
Well, the PRO Act does several things. One of the things it renders right to work moot in the states that have it. Right now, 26 states are saddled with right to work. That means if a union member decides that they don't want to pay dues anymore, they don't have to. However, they still get to enjoy all the things that the union works hard for their members.
No, all the benefits and none of the price, right, Bill? I mean, that sounds like a deal.
All the benefits. Absolutely. All the benefits, none of the price. Meanwhile, the free riders, co-workers are footing the bill, which we just feel is very un-American, if you will.
Bill, some of...
That's one thing.
Yeah, okay, go on. Please continue. What else you got?
Well, that's one thing. But it also puts on a timeline. So if you organize a group, there's a definite timeline. Employers can't... one of their favorite tactics is to drag things out as long as they possibly can to discourage the workforce.
Yeah.
We experience that frequently when we're trying to organize groups. It puts a stop to that. There's a number of other features in there that really would enhance collective bargaining and our ability to assist workers when they desire a union to help them achieve that.
Bill, it's been said that President Joe Biden's been the most pro-union president ever. Would you agree with that, and why?
Yes, without a doubt. I think the most pro-union, at least since FDR, who basically implemented the National Labor Relations Act. But, you know, Joe Biden from day one. I mean, the day after he was inaugurated, he fired a very hostile general counsel to the NLRB by the name of Peter Robb, and replaced him with Jennifer Abruzzo, who's been a real champion for workers' rights as her inner term as general counsel. President Biden acted on the pension issue that we just discussed decisively, saving those pensions. The list really goes on. I can tell you that the whole Infrastructure Act provided hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of new employment. And these are construction jobs that are subject to prevailing wage laws to keep the wages up. That way they can't get undercut like we have in Wisconsin here, thanks to the Republicans in this state. They outlawed prevailing wage for state and municipal projects here, which really drives wage rates down. It allows for irresponsible bidding from contractors, not saying that all contractors are, but it opens the door for that, and it opens the door for a race to the bottom for working people.
Bill, there's no group that has 100% of its membership that, you know, thinks in one particular way. You represent 15,000 workers in three locals across the state of Wisconsin. Certainly, there are some conservatives or Republicans or Trump supporters there. How do you address that the conflict or the different support within your membership?
Well, listen, I can tell you, you know, when we put our endorsement out last week, we had a number of our members quite triggered, a lot of hair on fire posts on our Facebook. They were very upset. And again, we're not trying to tell our members how to vote, but we're going to let them know what we think.
Yeah.
Because it's our right to do, and I think it's our responsibility. But it's real easy for us. You know, when you look at any citizen out there, they make their decisions based on a number of different issues that are important to them, right? Some mm-hmm. people, the gun issue is important to them. Some people, crime. Some people, make their choice based on whether or not they are for or against women have the liberty to make their own healthcare decisions. It's across the board. For us, it's very simple. We look at the candidate, who is the best candidate that will support organized labor and by extension support our members.
Bill Carroll, President, Teamsters Joint Council 39. Contrast with me, if you would, obviously supporting Harris and Walz. What was your sense? What was your takeaway? What was your evaluation of the Trump administration and their relationship with organized labor?
Well, there was a lot of talk. I think thinking back to the very beginning of his term, all the false promises that he couldn't deliver on carrier situation when they said they were going to move all those jobs in Mexico. Trump said he would stop it. He didn't stop it. And everybody seemed to forget about that. Trump said he would help with the pensions. Of course, he sat on his hands that whole time and didn't do a damn thing regarding that. Again, you know, he had heavy favoritism towards the chambers of commerce and employers with the NLRB and his makeup of the NLRB. He advocated for national right to work right across the board. So I think, his candidacy right now, they've talked about this Project 2025. The labor portion of Project 2025 is basically a page out of Scott Walker's playbook. Eliminate public sector unions, right? Eliminate public sector unions, right to work, get rid of Davis-Bacon Act, which is your prevailing wage laws. It's the same playbook that Walker jammed down our throats here in Wisconsin.
Bill, you mentioned the infrastructure bill passed and that it has prevailing wage and some of these protections in it. Are you seeing that this bill is now providing results, that we actually have shovels on the ground, you know, that work is actually getting done? Are we progressing on this from your perspective, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just, pretty much on any highway you're driving down now, there's orange barrels all over the place. The proof is, you know, what you see when you drive to work or if you take a trip. There's construction projects all over the place that are putting people to work thanks for this infrastructure bill.
Well, Scott Walker was really concerned about the orange barrel fatigue, if I recall, Bill. How about the state of organized labor in general? How are you feeling now, obviously, coming out of COVID? What's the membership like? What's the recruiting like? Is Teamsters growing?
Well, I think that, the Teamsters are growing. We've got a current, we've got an organizing drive that we won. We're in the process of negotiating our first contract for a funeral home here in Milwaukee even. So we're crossing all kinds of industries. We do have a coffee shop organized. We were actually the first ones in Milwaukee, by the way. I know Collectivo has a contract. We also have a contract down at Likewise Coffee down in the Third Ward. So if you want a good cup of union coffee, go on down there too.
And what's your sense, Bill, the younger generations coming up? You know, it's been a long road. A lot of folks don't know the history, don't pay attention. Just starting to get out there now. Are the younger generations receptive to the organized labor movement?
I think they're receptive when they learn about it. I don't think there's been an emphasis put on it in public education as much as we'd like to see. But I think if they learn about it and they understand how the dynamic works, that we're stronger when we work together, they're very receptive to it. It gets pretty lonely being an individual fighting against a big company.
Yeah, it does. Bill, anything on your mind, any industry, any positions that you think really needs some organized labor assistance? What do you think the low-hanging fruit is? What do you think is most needed as you look around the country at the labor market?
Well, as I look around the country at the labor market, the most glaring company is Amazon. They've done their level best to prevent any kind of unionization in their company. They've got this DSP model for their drivers. I don't know if you know it, but virtually every driver that you see out on the road is not an employee of Amazon. regardless of what the truck looks like or what the uniform looks like. They are employees of what they call a DSP, a delivery service partner, who is a contractor or a middleman that gets the packages out for Amazon. It might not mean much to the general public, but that middleman is taking the margin that makes a good job into a miserable job, put it that way.
Bill Carroll, President Teamsters Joint Council 39, endorsing the Harris Walls for presidential ticket. Bill, a friend of ours, we appreciate you coming around, man. Great running into you again. Hope we can continue these conversations more often as we move forward, man.
Yeah, it's great to see you, Dom.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you. Bill Carroll, Teamsters, Joint Council 39. This is the Dom Salvia Show. Coming back with your phone calls, 855-752-4842.
The Dom Salvia Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekdays from 4 till 6. To learn more about this show and all the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tappo Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wrapping up hour one of this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we'll hear from Earl Ingram. This week on the Earl Ingram Show, we heard about the Republican plan to cut SNAP benefits in the next farm bill. Earl also decides that he can no longer call conservatives the right when they are so clearly in the wrong.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's always good to have Chief Norman, in the studio.
And so one of the reasons that I wanted to have him in,
that you keep hearing about the cities being the worst place in the world and that crime is, you know, clearly, crime in the city of Milwaukee is a lot bigger than it is Calvin and Eagle, right? I mean, there's a lot more people, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just common sense.
and so, you know, to lead people, as he stated, murders are down from 170 last year at this time to 100. 100 is way too many. Right? One is too many. But they're not accentuating that on the right, so-called right side of things. They won't even talk about that. I hate using the term right when I refer to people who are on the far right side of things, because there's nothing right in the things that they say and do. We should say the wrong. They should have a new title, the wrong. Because they're always on the wrong side of common sense things. So there's a fight over food stamps, and they claim to be in support of the farmers, right? You constantly hear the Republicans, we support the farmers. Guess who's holding up the farm bill? Republicans. The bill's all set to be signed. You should think about this when you hear them saying the things that they're saying to you. Because listen, food stamps used by tens of thousands of Wisconsin families are on the chopping block in a Republican draft of the federal farm bill. And an impasse over the proposed cut threatens to hinder a much larger spending package that provides subsidies for farms and farmers across the country. The version of the bill proposed by the House Committee on Agriculture in May makes a number of changes to the Federal Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, known as SNAP, the most notable of which is a shift in policy that would effectively cut $30 billion in benefits over the next decade. So, hey, Republican politricksters, what do you get out of cutting $30 billion out of food stamps for poor people? Can't you find something else? All they want to do is eat, man. You know? Just shouldn't we as a nation, the wealthiest nation on earth, make sure that people get enough food? Now, whether you're Democrat or Republican, I don't understand that. A breakdown of the funding shows families enrolled in the program would lose a day's worth of benefits each month beginning in 2027, eventually expanding to a cut of 2 days' worth of benefits each month by the end of the budget window, according to estimates from the Congressional Budget Office. Hey, guess what, Republicans? Guess who you're starving? Children and the elderly. That's who we're talking about when we talk about food stamps. Do you get a kick out of that? As it stands, an individual person enrolled in SNAP benefits receives $7 per day. That's what people get on average, $7 a day. And they're constantly talking about how much the price of food has gone up. There's so many people hungry in this country today, more so than ever before. And instead of looking at a way to address that, what do? They want to cut it even more.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't even make sense. And I think they have this idea in their head that it's the urban, it's the cities right that are this drain. But there is a considerable population of rural people that are on food stamps as well.
Well, I would say this. Anybody who knows the numbers knows that the majority of the people who are on food stamps aren't people in the urban centers, and they aren't people of color, because we only make up 12% of the population. So this misconception that is had for people on the right, people on the wrong, I'm going to start calling the people on the wrong. So from now on, when you think I'm talking about the right, I'm talking about the wrong. These are people on the wrong. Data from 2022 shows more than 700,000 Wisconsinites were enrolled in the state's food share program. The state system within the SNAP benefits are regulated and distributed, making up to about 12% of the state population. Each person enrolled in the program receives $164 a month to spend on groceries. Yeah, it just is another one of those things that I just cannot comprehend. Things that just don't make any sense. The Farm Bill, which contains the spending framework for SNAP benefits, is supposed to be updated every 5 years, but Congress failed to pass a reauthorization bill in 2023. Instead, lawmakers approved a temporary extension of the last iteration of the bill, meaning many of the programs within the spending package are operating at 2018 levels, the last time the legislation was revised by Congress. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Killing this man.
The Earl Ingram Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 8 till 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, State Senator Kelderoy's on how Republicans just keep digging a bigger hole when it comes to women's reproductive health care rights.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
The spotlight will focus on Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance Tuesday night, October 1st. Listen here as the vice presidential candidates debate issues important to you.
Go to the polls as a parent. You should have more power.
A belief that one person can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. Special coverage starts at 7:45 p.m. Then listen to the CBS Vice Presidential Debate live at 8, Tuesday, October 1st, here on your local civic media radio station.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris called Israel's killing of Supreme Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah justified, while urging restraint to avoid a broader war. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant explains why the action was necessary.
It was the murder of thousands of Israelis and foreign citizens. It was an immediate threat to the life of thousands of Israelis and other citizens. To our enemies, I say, we are strong and determined. To our partners, I would say, our war is your war. And to the people of Lebanon, I say, our war is not with you.
At least 50 deaths across five states are being blamed on Hurricane Helene and its remnants. Cleanup efforts are underway, even as flooding and power outages continue in some communities. Here's CBS News reporter Jason Allen.
When it was safe enough to come back outside in cities Helene first passed over in Florida, people were stunned by the storm's strength.
It's just sad. The whole building's gone. Yeah.
Roy's Restaurant was where people in Steinhatchee celebrated birthdays and went out for dinner on weekends. But Helene's wind and storm surge pushed it off its foundation.
A SpaceX mission launched this afternoon will bring back the Boeing Starliner astronauts stranded on the International Space Station. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore have already been up there 100 days longer than expected. NASA Deputy Chief Administrator Pam Melroy explains why the launch is a big step for the agency.
We now have three pads capable of taking humans to space, something we've never had before. And oh my goodness, next year with Artemis II, we'll have a fourth.
It's the first weekend of the State Fair in Dallas, and for the first time, guns are banned.
Rides, games, food, and music, but no guns this year. After a shooting at last year's State Fair of Texas left three injured, fairgoers are mixed about the new policy.
It was a little upsetting, but, you know, it didn't prevent us from coming.
If they would have said yes, I probably would have brought mine.
I'd rather nobody carry on the premises.
Despite the Texas Supreme Court ruling that it would not block the firearms ban, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says the case is not over, and he'll continue to fight to uphold Texans' ability to defend themselves. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson was hurt during a campaign appearance at a truck show in his bid for governor on Friday. He was treated at an area hospital for second-degree burns. While his campaign did not say how he was injured, they did say he's in good spirits and will continue on the campaign trail. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Packed right, low words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie
Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution. That is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation Area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text Win Contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, Civic.